The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live, originating as it does each and every week, except when COVID interrupts inside Lane Stadium here in Blacksburg. I am John Laser. He is the Tech Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup, as always, along with me. Our Players Series, as we have neared the end of the regular season, has reached the freshman class. Next week, we'll have David Gasson with us. The week following, Darius Maddox will join us. And tonight, we kick off that with our good friend and talented freshman, Joe Bamisile. Joe B., thanks for coming over tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, it was good.
Well, this is, I believe, yeah, it is, your first appearance on Tech Talk Live, so we hope this is the first of many. But as we do, we'd start off the court with you. And I've been really fascinated ever since you got here, just talking to you sometimes in the weight room or at practice. You have a lot of interests outside of basketball, as a lot of guys do. But I think it borders on passion. Maybe it doesn't even border, is a passion for music for you and writing. Was hoping you'd tell us how you got into that and what is the process like for you musically?
Unfortunately, and it's a blessing in disguise, low key. When I was 14, I got injured, and I had to sit out of basketball for a little bit. And then, again, unfortunately, as a senior, I elected to kind of get surgery just so I was ready for college. But I've been into meditation my entire life, and meditating kind of allowed me to see that, like, you're still a human being. You can still progress forward, and I wanted to do that in a different way that wasn't basketball, that was now music, because I wasn't physically capable of playing basketball. And music became a expression in a way. I feel like basketball is a form of expression, but I think music is that in of itself a different form of expression, because, you know, I create the actual sounds themselves. I'm not stealing beats, you know. No knock on anybody who goes on YouTube and does that. But being able to create an emotion and evoke a feeling before ever having to put words on the music, I think almost brings the listener in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like the words are almost just to take you on the journey, but the music is music by itself. And just learning how to create and blend those things and invoke feelings and invoke emotion without really having to say it, I think, was something I enjoyed doing, and I'm glad I learned to do, and I still am trying to learn new ways to do it now.
Yeah, you were talking just before we went on the air that you just got through meditating. It's something you do every day.
Yeah.
Just kind of talk about that and how long you do it and whatnot.
So, yeah, I breath count to 500 currently. I only have like 49 more of those because I was doing 500 times. Previously, I did 250 times. And the next one will be 750 breaths, 750 times. And for me, I think I was just thinking about this when I was meditating. Not thinking about it, but allowing myself to feel it. Almost the kind of meditation I do teaches concentration and consistency. You know what I'm saying? And I think when you have consistency in life, that's when there's a sense of peace. There's a sense of calmness because there's something consistent. There's something, you know, this is life. You know what I'm saying? And I think being able to have that and something I can fall back on almost, I think that's really good for me, you know? And I would say it's taught me a lot, and it's made me a better person, a better human being, more introspective. But yeah.
Joe Bamisil is with us, and Joe, this is why we really enjoy this, because people see you play basketball. We're fortunate enough we actually get to know you a lot more than some of our fans, so this opportunity for them to hear your thoughts on things outside of basketball is fun for us. I was curious, as you were talking about music there, John Kabongo, still a member of the program, but unfortunately unable to play. Do you guys ever talk about music? Because, you know, he, of course, was already a pretty prolific music creator when he got here, too.
Yo, Dewey.
Like constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like tired, like, you know, practice just ended, I'm trying to get home. He's like, yo, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll go from talking about a music video to like in a fascinated 1 hour conversation about, I don't know, how Kendrick Lamar, his producer actually produced the beats around his voice. And I was like, John, why do you know this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's brilliant. We actually, when he unfortunately was injured, he came over and interned for me for a while. So he was contributing to the radio broadcast because, like you, he's just really inquisitive. He just wants to know all that kind of different stuff and a really, really talented individual. Well, we will flip the page and talk a little basketball with Joe Bamisil. Of course, had his breakout game a couple games back against Miami. Freshman guard Joe Bamisil is with us again. David Gasson next week, and the week following, Darius Maddox, who's actually here, but just in a supporting role tonight. So we've reached the freshman portion of our player series. Of course, Coach Mike Young will be with us at 7:15. Much more Tech Talk Live just getting started tonight from Blacksburg.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First & Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First & Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First & Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans! Deschutes Brewery is celebrating fresh layups, jump shots, and three-pointers this basketball season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA.
Contested lean-in three at the horn. He got it!
Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon. It comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live indeed continues from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, and we continue with freshman guard Joe Bamisiel from Monacan High School. We'll get back into that in just a second. I know my wife was just texting me, enjoying listening to the conversation, Joe, and we're enjoying having you. Take me back to a couple of weeks ago, or actually three at this point. Miami, you never, of course, want to see a teammate go down. Jalen, unfortunately, suffers a very early injury in that game, and your number was called. I'm always amazed, as I said in the broadcast the other night, when you came off the bench a little later in the game and hit a shot, how you guys stay ready, how you're able, after not playing in a lot of games, to come in and have such a major impact like that.
I just think it speaks towards our practice. You know, like, I don't think in practice Coach Young ever allows us to BS, you know. Everything is real, you know. So I think then when I'm in a game setting, you know, I do make mistakes. Sometimes I turn it over and it makes me a little upset. But I think at least offensively and defensively, I'm super prepared. It doesn't feel foreign, like, oh, wow, like I'm in a game now. No, that's been a culture that's been built since the first day I've been here. And like now, since I've been here for a few months, it's a lot easier to reflect on how it's impacted me. But I would definitely say it's just because of the our presence in practice, like and in terms of what Coach Young has us do.
Joe, you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the music part that you'd battled injuries and whatnot. How difficult was that to go through that and to sit there and watch and rehab and all that sort of thing?
It wasn't that difficult for me. I'm not I'm not big on social media. Actually, recently I disabled Twitter, and I gave my brother my Instagram password and told him, like, change it. Like, I don't want to be on it at all. And I think a big part of the reason why people struggle is because they're just comparing themselves to other people, or they're comparing their lives to what it should be versus what it actually is. And I think being able to get away from those things and just allowing life to be what it is and embracing that has made this journey livable and enjoyable and something I love. Like, I wouldn't want to erase anything that's happened to me.
Joe, when you're reflecting and when you're thinking about the path forward, I don't know how much time you spend doing that. Like, what do you see for yourself in terms of in the basketball program? And obviously, you're a guy that thinks much larger in terms of the bigger picture of your life.
Truthfully, I'm not like a futuristic person. I'm super momentary. I this probably goes crazy against your question, but
that's fine.
For the most part, I'm just one day at a time kind of guy. Like, I want to make sure, like, I want to, in the morning, I want to know that at night I can check off the boxes of, you know, did I get better today? Did I get stronger today? Did I become a mentally better basketball player? And if we had practice that day, was I giving my complete effort in practice? And if that's the answer, if I can answer those questions, yes, at the end of every single day, I'm cool. Whatever happens 2 months from now or next year, 2 years from now, I don't even want to think about it, to be honest.
Joe, I can easily see how we could fill more than an hour talking with you the entire show. You're an extremely interesting and enlightened person. And like I said, I know from a personal aspect, we've really enjoyed getting to know you in your months here in Blacksburg. Can't wait to see what the future holds for you. And thanks so much, man, for giving us some time. I know your schedule is extremely packed. We look forward to continuing to watch you grow.
No, thanks for allowing me to come. I appreciate the opportunity. It's been cool.
Good stuff there, Joe.
Joe Bamisiel, everybody. I know for Hokie Nation, they really were interested in that conversation with Joe. And again, David Gasson will be with us next week. Darius Maddox the week after. We take a break from Tech Talk Live. We come back. Head coach Mike Young is in the house, and he joins us in 2 minutes across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a men's basketball win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
More of Tech Talk Live, indeed, as we continue from the radio booth inside Lane Stadium. TTL, as always, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Now we're very pleased to be joined after a week hiatus for all of us by head coach Mike Young. Coach, feels good to be back in here with you, and it certainly felt good to be back in Castle a couple of days ago and get things cranking. And I want to get back to that, but we got to start with Joe Bamisile, because just a fascinating young man, fascinating brief conversation there for our listeners. I was curious, when you're recruiting, you recruit all sorts of different personalities. When you meet a kid like Joe Bamisile, who seems so enlightened already at such a young age, what are those conversations like as you talk about things outside of basketball, I would imagine?
He's mature. He's mature beyond his years. He is really smart. Sometimes too smart for his own good. comes from a wonderful family. Mom and dad are both, are both doctors. Dad's a psychologist. I think the mom may be a psychiatrist, something along those lines. They're just a really, really a nice family. Joe played high school basketball for a friend of mine, R.J. Spelsberg, who's an Emory and Henry graduate. I didn't play with R.J., but know him well. And I can remember going down early in my time at Virginia Tech. You know, he was a rising senior. We went down in April. I think we went down again maybe twice before the end of that period. And he's a, he's going to look you in the eye. He's going to articulate thoughts. And I mean, he's a good one. Going to be a really good player. We talk about it all the time. Long, lean body, can really score the ball, and is making strides, every day. We've talked about it. The strides that they have to make defensively are much more difficult sometimes, or a lot of times, than the strides they need to make offensively. And Joe certainly falls into that category. He's come on by leaps and bounds, and was in a position now to help us more. And I certainly expect him to do so. He's going to be really, really good.
Coach, you guys fought like crap the other night. Just a difficult task. It's not a defense you see very often. You had a hard time penetrating the zone. And just kind of your thoughts after the fact. I know you said you lost the edge a little bit.
We had to get back on the floor. Win, lose, or draw, Mike. We had to get going again. I made a comment in our film session today that I started by saying we lost our edge. We lost our bully mentality defensively. And then I corrected myself. And I think one of the few things I've gotten right this year, we didn't lose it. We misplaced it. And I think that's a byproduct of the pause. I told you afterwards, I told our team, we are not going to deflect that loss and blame it on, you know, anything other than Georgia Tech outplayed us, and they clearly outplayed us. But, you know, it's a tie game at the half. We hadn't played great. I thought we were really, really good defensively. But it's funny, and I thought we might be able to avoid it. We didn't. The number of guys that I talked to in the business, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, in the state of Virginia, in this region, and they all said, I'm almost to a man, they all said, be careful with the second half. Your conditioning and that that layoff can bite you in the rear end, and I certainly saw that. I saw a flatness to our, you know, level of tenacity and intensity, and that was a high level game, and we didn't respond. We're going to be better Saturday. I've told you that we're going to play a lot better Saturday. We had to play. You know, I hate that it was a team like Georgia Tech that's different, and they got really good players now. I mean, Alvarado, DeVoe, Moses Wright. Usher's a good player, so they got us. We move on. We look forward to Wake Forest, and would love to have the opportunity to play the Yellow Jackets another time another point in the year.
Great to be back with you, Hokies, tonight as Tech Talk Live returns. Of course, great to be with head coach Mike Young. We've got much more to come with the head coach. As he mentioned, the Hokies back in action on Saturday. If you didn't get word, adjusted game time, 4 o'clock start time rather than noon at Castle Coliseum. So Mikey and I will be on the air at 3:30. TTL presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Much more with head coach Mike Young. Straight ahead, this is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First & Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First & Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First & Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When quality counts and your image is on the line, there's only one spot to trust. For nearly 20 years, SignSpot has been the NRV's premier sign choice for signs and graphics. With over 100 years of combined sign experience, you can be sure that your sign project is being done by the very best. See for yourself by visiting us in-store or online at signberg.com. Proudly owned and operated by Virginia Tech alumni, SignSpot, the official sign partner of Virginia Tech Athletics.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First & Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues from Blacksburg, and on a weather day like we had today and yesterday, looking out the window here at Lane Stadium, you can't help but think about a little spring football, which unbelievably will be starting in just a few weeks, but right in the thick of the stretch run of the ACC basketball season, and we continue with head coach Mike Young. And Coach, you were talking about Georgia Tech, and they clearly are a very talented team. Nobody needed to tell you that going into the game, but have you ever seen anything like this season where teams really feel like there's one of two things? They're surging, or else they've come off a pause and they're kind of trying to find their way, and there's just so many runs throughout the course of a season, kind of like you see in games.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was watching NC State. You know, they've had their share of problems, and golly day, they went through a stretch there they couldn't beat anybody, and now they've rattled off, I think, rattled off four straight wins on the road. I saw them play against UVA last night in Charlottesville, and they look really, really good. Georgia Tech is playing, good basketball. Duke is playing really good basketball. It's just a season like no other. Needless to say, had a long conversation with Brad Brunell last Friday. Maybe it was over the weekend. They thought they were playing really good basketball. I thought we were playing really good basketball, and excited about what's ahead. And now you get thrown off course a bit. But John, Mike, we've got ample time here to get this thing cranked back up to a high level. Playing our best basketball going into the ACC tournament, and that is our goal.
Coach, you got two guys back the other night. It's good to see you. Tyrese, old Boots Radford, back on the court, played 36 and a half minutes, and, you know, Cordell Pimps that we haven't seen for a while. But first, talk about Boots being back, and, you know, only had six shots. Is that something you'd like to see him maybe be a little more aggressive offensively?
Yeah, you know, and I thought he played very well with that layoff. Mike, we're not ever going to get into, you know, letting a guy ease back into it. We throw that rascal out there, rev him up, and go get his 36 minutes and do everything that we ask him to do. And it was great to have him back, and proud of him. I think he scored 11. The time off certainly was telling in some spots, but not in his toughness and his his defense there on DeVoe. And Cordell, I'm making some steady progress over the last couple of weeks and feeling better. I hope we can keep him healthy and he can continue to play. You know, he's old. He's really smart, knows how to play. And he does help our team and gives us the opportunity to get Illumina off the floor a little bit.
Coach, I'm curious as to whether you noticed this. I'm sure you did. Mike and I were talking about it. Even though the game didn't have the outcome we wanted, of course, we kind of left in a good mood, because even though the game had been lost, the last few minutes, Tyrese Radford, you could see the familiar expression on his face. He looked like Tyrese Radford again, slashing down the middle of the floor in transition, just being disruptive. Did you notice that too, where it seemed like as the game progressed, he just became himself more and more?
He's just a basketball player, John, and, he became more comfortable. I call him the one-man fast break. It's the most amazing thing I've ever, one of the most amazing things. He grabs a rebound, and, there are eight players, Virginia Tech players and the opposition on the other side of him, and he beats everybody down the floor. It's like he's playing one-on-one with a guy between him and the basket, and he had that play in the second half against Usher, who fouled him, I believe, and Tyrese got the thing home. Goes without saying, he's a big part of our team, and it's great to have him back.
You know, when Mutz had that 5-0 run himself, and then you couple that with Boots, the three-point play he had, the lead kind of went down to six there. Were you feeling pretty good about, hey, we got this thing under control?
Yeah, Mike, I thought here we are, and we got a stop in that stretch. Pardon me, my recollection, they're all running together. We got a stop. We had the ball down six, and we had a good possession going. Justin took an ill-advised shot over opposite our bench in a corner. In his defense, the shot clock was at 4:03. And he was rolling, you know, and he asked me, is that a bad shot? I said, no, it's not a bad shot. Shot clock was going down, but probably had another rotation in there and drive it and try to get fouled. But, you know, we hung in there and gave ourselves a shot, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Coach, I remember it seems like Bubbleville in November was about 8 years ago at this point.
Yeah, it does, John.
But, you know, you've been here 2 years, and we'll always have this conversation going into the season about how you'll work your rotations and go in. Have you had a season like this where that's kind of been an ever-evolving process throughout the course of the year? Because, of course, you had Jada at the beginning, didn't have Cone, didn't have Pemsel for a while, didn't have Big John. You know, guys have kind of come and gone. Is that something that you're still actively working on?
Yeah, I am. I am. I wasn't comfortable coming out of the Georgia Tech game. Now, that is such a fine game, and they're so good, and their scheme is so different. I didn't feel good playing Bamisil the minutes that I played him. I thought Pemsel could have played another click. Gasan could have had another rotation there at the 14-minute mark of the second half. You know, he never disappoints. I mean, he always helps our team. Helped us win the game at Wake Forest. Went back and watched that one today, his rebounding. And I think he scored 12 points in that Wake Forest game. He's so responsible and so conscientious defensively and on the glass. He helps us. I am still battling that part of it. I do think that will – become more clear to me and to us as we head into the stretch. But it's been interesting. Let's put it that way. I don't know that it's been difficult, but you pivot and you do what you think is best for the team, and certainly we'll always do that.
Incredibly, Hokies already with only 3 regular season games remaining before the ACC tournament. Next 2 of those will be at home starting Saturday as they welcome in the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. A run-it-back game. We'll get coach's thoughts on the Demon Deacons. They look a little different. They've gotten a player back since the last time these 2 teams met, just like the Hokies look a little different than in the first meeting. That is up next. This is Tech Talk Live with head coach Mike Young across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live continues with our guy and yours, head coach Mike Young, leader of the Hokies, and TTL, presented as it is each week by Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. Coach, I want to get into Wake Forest in just a second, but first, yesterday was Giving Day here for the Hokie Club at Virginia Tech, and I saw everyone and all the programs and different aspects of Virginia Tech getting involved in that, and I was curious, you know, you talked about how when you were at Wofford, nobody cared about the popcorn, and Mike and I have taken some of the blame for blowing that up into a big deal.
Thanks, Gus.
But it turned into a huge deal for Virginia Tech because they offered special Mike Young popcorn buckets, and the fans ate that up. Have you seen those yet?
I have seen them. I don't have one.
We don't either.
I think I could get one if I ask, or maybe I need to make a donation to the Hokie Club, which I'm more than happy to do. So those are my bucket is forthcoming, I'm sure.
Coach, how about Wake Forest? It's the run back game. You know, that was a tough one down there. That was the one you always said, you know, it's better to win ugly than lose pretty. And that was a tight game. Didn't play great, but you got out of there. How's that team changed since the last time?
They're doing a lot of different things offensively now. They do have number 11, Ian DeBose, transfer. He'd been hurt, big, rugged backcourt kid, make a shot, scores the ball. They needed some help there. He has provided that help. We've got to guard the arc, fellas. We have to guard the arc. Just watch them against Florida State in Tallahassee. They made 13 threes and lost in overtime and played a really good ball game. We limited them to 7 made threes here. Or pardon me, on the road and 1. Masood, number 1. John, help me. Davian Williamson can make a shot. DeBose certainly helps in that area. So
that's Musicis.
Musius.
Yeah,
close.
You better do some brushing up here before game
time. We got time. We got a couple
what
days.
Did you just say? Musius? Holy cow. That's a Roanoke pronunciation.
Mikey,
oh, my
Mooses.
Gosh.
We're going to get closer.
We've got another good day of preparation, shoot around on Saturday. Team was terrific today in practice, and we'll look forward to the next opportunity in the castle on Saturday.
Coach, you go back to that game, and Keve Aluma had double digits in rebounding but was held to 5 points. But since then, he's just been a monster. Did something change for Keve off that game, or was that just coincidental?
I think he continues to evolve as a player. Keve Aluma is and always will be first and foremost in my eyes, having seen him and his development, a great defender. He's not guarding as well as he needs to guard right now, and a terrific rebounder. He's rebounding well. Of course, he had 14 points and 12 rebounds against Georgia Tech the other night. 12 rebounds is nothing to sneeze at. He's just a more complete player, but we cannot lose sight of what makes him special. He's scoring the ball well. What makes him special is he's a terrific defender. One-on-one, he's a terrific help defender. And I know that it's a matter of mentioning that, bringing that up, and he's going to be better with that as we move along.
When you look at Wake and you look at think about Carter Witt, he was a kid that just graduated in December. He's just kind of getting his feet underneath him, I guess, the first time he played. How has this game kind of evolved since?
Well, he's coming on now. He's probably played, 10, 12 games, Mike. He is a consummate point guard, gets them in their stuff. He's a good passer. That's difficult. I mean, that's difficult for any player – I don't know when he began, when he started practicing with them, but now you're thrust into the start of ACC play, and those guys' teeth are sharp, and they're ready to go, and you're trying to find your way a bit. He is a very good player. He is going to be a very good player in this league. The experience that he gains this year in a year that doesn't count against his clock. So, you know, he has four more years of eligibility if he chooses to, you know, to participate in all of those. We'll look forward to seeing seeing him progress. He's a good player.
Coach, I think one of the biggest misconceptions in athletics is that when a player leaves a program that sometimes you don't love that guy anymore, and it's just not the case, and never more so true than Isaiah Wilkins, who, of course, transferred to Wake Forest, and we talked about his role on that team, but it's going to be a lot of fun to have Chico back in Castle Coliseum on Saturday. It's going to be great to see him, isn't it?
Good guy. You know, first class. You know, did all the right things here. He's a really good student. He thinks the world of Virginia Tech. You know, needed another start, and Wake Forest gave that to him. Don't know what his plans are. He's going to leave down there with a Wake Forest undergraduate degree, and would have another year to play if he chooses to. I think that he will. He's a good basketball player, and he can help people win games. But you know, as you said, John, I mean, he's a really nice young man from a really nice family, and I wish him well.
Coach, how about Hunter Couture the other night? Just seemed like he just couldn't find a shot anywhere. Was it the way they were guarding him? What was going on? He just couldn't seem to get going.
I think it was as simple as he didn't have a good game. I think it's no more than that. And that can happen.
Yeah.
He is become so consistent, and you know what you're going to get from him night in, night out. He was not very good defensively. His ball handling was not where it typically is, and he did have a hard time, you know, getting unglued there offensively. I can tell you this, fellas, I have not missed a second of sleep at night worrying about him. He was the first in the gym the next day. He recognizes he had a tough outing. He will bounce back on Saturday and be Hunter Couture and play a really good ball game. I guarantee it.
Hokies looking to bounce back as a whole against Wake Forest. The rematch from a Hokie victory down in Winston-Salem about a month ago. One of three remaining regular season games for Virginia Tech. You never know what you're going to learn on Tech Talk Live. Talking about Isaiah Wilkins reminded me of that. A couple years ago, Mikey will remember, we learned that Isaiah Wilkins loves roses of all colors. Had 17 shirts with roses on them. Tonight, you learned that Joe Bamisile is a big fan of meditation and also expresses himself through his music along with his basketball. Again, David Gasson will be with us next week as our player series continue. One more segment with head coach Mike Young before we let him get back to preparations for the Demon Deacons. And that segment is, of course, the highly popular What's Poppin' with Coach Young. It's straight ahead.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows Senior Living is Virginia's premier caregiver. We offer affordable, quality assisted living and memory care across Virginia and D.C. Take a tour of our Blacksburg campus, located next door to Virginia Tech, by calling 800-796-5420 or visit weloveourresidents.com. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. Go Hokies!
Our collars ain't popping, but we've got the popcorn and the coach. Time to find out what's popping with Mike Young. Presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care.
What's poppin' with head coach Mike Young is indeed brought to you by Blacksburg Eye Associates. The program as a whole, though, is also presented by Virginia 529. And wanted to remind fans of the Virginia 529 Digital Diaper Derby Race. Voting is live. That's right. We're taking the Diaper Derby digital for 2021. To vote, visit the Hokie Sports app and click on the Diaper Derby tab. In the drop-down menu by voting, you are entered to either win a $100 Visa gift card or a Coach Mike Young signed basketball. Coach, in this final segment, I know that the NCAA announced earlier today some of the protocol for the NCAA tournament. I'm certainly making no presumptions.
Oh, John, where are we going here?
No.
You're freaking me out right now.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if you'd had conversations with your coaching brethren about what the next few weeks is going to be like. Testing, of course, has come with tension all throughout the course of the season, but as you get to this stage of the year.
I haven't had any conversations along those lines. We've talked about the ACC tournament a little bit. I kind of stay away from all that. I mean, I do. I never have. You know, I come on my background, fellas, the mid-major level. You get down the stretch, yeah, you want to win them all, but you got to win three games in the tournament to advance. So I don't know how to go about it any other way. I know we got Wake Forest on Saturday. That's going to be a fight, and then I think it's Louisville. And we finish up with NC State. I've got an incredible staff. Stephanie Belen is the absolute best of all time. I know there are things happening that I'm unaware of in preparation for Greensboro and what lies ahead. I do know the testing in Greensboro is going to be, intense. John, the league and we as participants, we have no choice. There's a lot on the line for all of us. So whatever, is coming our way in terms of testing, in terms of the protocols, we're going to adhere to those, and we're going to do so. Be happy to do it. I've heard it's going to be like Uncasville on steroids. Now, you guys were in Uncasville. You weren't on that floor in the hotel.
No, we weren't.
But that was a different experience. I mean, you are literally that. You're on that floor. You do not leave that floor without without supervision. And when you do, you're going as a group. And we'll look forward to that when it gets here, Greensboro, that is. And, again, whatever comes our way, we'll handle it.
Coach, I was interested. Davis, obviously, still in high school, and they haven't gone to class as much as they're going to be going here soon. How has that been for him? How has he handled it? How about you as parents?
Mike, I'm the least political human being of all time. I'm just a dumb old basketball coach. Okay, so whatever I say here, I don't worry about Davis. Davis is going to be fine. All right, and a number of young people in Montgomery County are going to be a-okay with the households that they grow up in. But I just think personally that, man, we got to get these people back to school. We got to get those kids going. certainly those that don't have the background and the tools necessary at home to learn and share and be around buddies. Again, please, nobody blast me for that. That's my personal thoughts, and I'll leave it at that.
I saw a tweet this morning, actually, from Steve Forbes, speaking of Wake Forest. He was talking about his son going back to school, and he said his son had described the last year as being grounded for 12 months with his parents. I don't think Davis feels that way about it, Coach.
I don't think so, but, you know, golly, Dave, what they've missed, John, I've got a daughter. I've got, you know, my girl, Coop, at Sewanee in her senior year, and they're testing a couple of times a week, and but you know, we're all living through it. We're all making sacrifices. It's difficult for all of us. We're all tired of it. Let's hope that that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Coach, how about the other night? You got the bands is there and the cheer squad and the spirit squad. How much is that added?
We
to
had
the...
some Castle Guard there.
Yeah, we did.
Both
right
ends.
To y'all's right to y'all's left.
Yeah, how about that?
They've made some more improvements. Now, wait till you see it tomorrow. They've got the Castle Guard, the placards, or whatever you call them, going up through there. It was a better atmosphere. It was great. Great to be a part of. Better for our team, for both teams. It's what college basketball is supposed to be about. So that was a lot of fun.
Been a lot of fun tonight as well, Coach. After we missed last week, we are certainly grateful to be back with you, and I know the fans certainly glad to hear from you as well. Best of luck getting after them on Saturday. We'll all be behind you as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate everything.
Head Coach Mike Young, as always, unfailingly gracious with his time. The coach exits, but TTL, not quite done. Mike Burnup and I come back with you and set the broadcast schedule. Again, you want to pay attention. There's been some time changes for both of the next two upcoming games for the Hokies. Tech Talk Live continues and concludes right after these.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
In today's environment, it's more important than ever to establish a relationship with the right bank. Hi, I'm Kelly Kendrick with First Bank and Trust Company. Business lending is a big part of what we do, but building lifelong relationships is who we are. We've been supporting the financial needs of businesses for over 40 years by providing customized solutions and delivering unparalleled customer service. When you are ready to experience the best in community banking, give me a call. 540-951-1656. FirstBank.com, member FDIC.
Last time on College Sports Now.
Come one, come all to Candy Cast.
You know where my secret stash is? It's in the drawer in the laundry room where I keep light bulbs and batteries. I'll, like, go in there and pop a couple, and I'll have the wrappers, like, in my pockets, and I'll go in and, like, read a book to my kids before bedtime, and my four-year-old will be like,
dude, they smell it.
What you got? Follow College Sports Now on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app, like TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. We again thank head coach Mike Young for his time. It really was good to just be back at it. Felt like it had been more than a week absence, certainly since talking to you all. We had a couple of questions via Twitter. One was, what's Joe Bamisile's nickname? This isn't the most creative nickname ever, but the only one I've ever heard is Joe B. he does, however, have a musical artist name that he uses, and I'm unsure of that at the moment. Sorry, I missed that question when Joe was with us. And the other one was, will we see Big John Ojiako in any of the three remaining games? I would imagine the answer to that is yes. At some point, he's certainly in uniform, ready to go for Virginia Tech. Scheduling reminders. Again, it was supposed to be a noon tip on Saturday. We've all gotten used to having to be a little bit adaptable throughout the course of the season. 4 o'clock tip now, and it will be senior day for the Hokies, so that's cool. It's even though it's the penultimate game, the Louisville game, not originally on the schedule, so Mike and I will be on the air at 3:30. Then the following Wednesday, 6 days from now, the final home game of the year, Louisville Cardinals on the adjusted schedule. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip, we've learned now, 6:30 pregame. And we'll have David Gasson with us next week and Darius Maddox, ACC tournament week. But Mikey, shift gears a little bit here. When we got here tonight, it was light out, and it was a beautiful day here in Blacksburg, nearly a full moon it looked like as well. And I was looking down at the football field and just couldn't help but get excited about spring football and what that might represent for this Virginia Tech program after, of course, we missed out on that last year.
Yeah, I know. And it's the governor the other day kind of relaxed the rules a little bit, so maybe we can get a few fannies in the seats here, which would be unbelievable for the spring game. That would be awesome. I know so many people are disappointed about the way last fall was, and they're just dying to see this Hokie team and see what they're all about. So hopefully that'll come to fruition. And but yeah, these last 2 days are absolutely spectacular, just beautiful days. And you know, tomorrow's going to be ugly and the weekend's going to rain. That's the way it is in Blacksburg, but we're getting close to the end. We can see daylight at the end of the tunnel. Cuts out my sledding, but well, I'll live with that.
I'll tell you, speaking of the basketball program, Eric Wagenlander, our good buddy, graduate assistant, we call him Wags. Yep. Man, was he fired up at your sledding video the other day. Text me, he's like, I need Mikey's number. Where does he live? I'm going over there. And unfortunately for Wags, it was too late.
He missed the window.
Might be too late for the year, it looks like.
Well, you never know around Blacksburg.
That's true.
We've had some snows in March, but yeah, I'll get old Wags down there next time. He's just got to get there early, man. He better have a four-wheel drive, though, or he'll never get there. No. He might be sliding down the hill and not be able to get back up.
I don't know if he's a flexible flyer guy. That is the first Mike Burnup fannies and seats reference in nearly a year, so that's good that that's back as well. We're back with you on Saturday at 3:30, and as we depart, looks like Kenny Brooks and the women's program remain the hottest team in the ACC. They just took care of Clemson on the road. Congrats to Kenny and his crew, six in a row for the women, coming home to take on North Carolina for a third time on Sunday. That'll do it for Mikey and me. Again, our thanks to Coach Young and Joe Bamisile and our outstanding producers, Chris Fair with us here in Blacksburg and Wolf Golke at our network studios. For all of them, I'm John Laser saying thanks for being with us. And as always, thanks for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.